Αυτό είναι ένα podcast του SBS στα ελληνικά.
What has changed in your program after the last elections in Victoria?
Since I took over as leader, my view is the Liberal Party and politicians generally need to spend more time listening to the people instead of thinking about and talking about themselves. I've been doing meetings, public meetings, right across Victoria, and I've been listening to people, and they're telling me they're worried about their kids and their kids' future. They want to see politicians who've got a long-term vision for the state, for how we're going to make things better. They want people to be optimistic and positive and have big ideas, not just point figures and point blame at the other side. So I'm learning from that, and I'm very keen to get out and speak to as many people as possible, because as somebody who was born overseas myself, Victoria's been a very multicultural state. My family has benefited from that. So many families have come to this state and benefited from it. I want this to be a state of opportunity for everyone.
Could you identify the most important problems Victorian families are facing, according to your party?
I think that one of the main problems we face at the moment is that people are very worried about their ability to pay bills. Cost of living is very, very high. Yeah? We've got the highest power prices in the country here in Victoria. We're also the highest taxed state in the country here in Victoria. Now, I understand you need to pay taxes, but we shouldn't be the highest taxed. I understand that things are expensive, but why are we paying the highest power prices when we have low reliability of our supply, when they're saying that the power might go off this summer? So I think that Victorians deserve better than what we're getting at the moment. So that's one thing. But the other thing is we've got a big population growth. We've got a lot of congestion on the roads. We've got crowding on the trains. Now, we need to have more investment to make sure that this state can cope well with population growth. I'm not opposed to population growing. I just want to make sure that we have the investment and the infrastructure. We have the schools, the hospitals, the roads, the public transport that can cope with it.
The cost of living is in your agenda. You mentioned about the bills. Is there anything else that we can do about the cost of living? Is there anything that you can do about that?
One of the biggest complaints that I've been hearing in these meetings has been about land tax. So if somebody may have invested in a property some time ago, and the property may not bring in very much in rent, but they have to pay a lot of land tax and they have to pay a lot of council rates, and they lose money. And these are people who relied on this little investment property to help them in retirement, and now it's costing them more in taxes and rates than it's making for them in rent. So I just think that the tax system in this state is unfair. It hurts people who've tried to look after themselves, who've tried to be independent, and the government needs to be much fairer to people who are self-funded retirees, who are trying to look after themselves, and the government is just making their life too hard.
So there will be changes in the taxation system. You will try to do that. Do you have any plan how you're going to achieve that?
At the last election, the Liberal Party had a number of policies around tax, including reducing the tax on people who move from, you know, big family homes into sort of small homes when they retire. So we think that that's an example of the sort of tax cut that actually helps older people who are changing their life circumstances. So the next election isn't for another 3 years here in Victoria. So look, we're looking at a whole range of taxes and trying to work out what can we actually do to help people, because a lot of people are just doing it very tough at the moment.
People are voting for the Labour Party in Victoria. How do you think you can change that? How can you take all these people to your party?
People should vote for parties based on what they represent. And my party, the Liberal Party, it's a party that believes in people who work hard should get some reward for it. It's a party that believes in family, and Greek people are very great at looking after their families. We believe in high standards in education, because education is the way for people to do better in life. So I think there are so many shared values between the Greek community and the Liberal Party that part of my job as leader of the Liberals is to make sure people understand that we see many things in life in a very similar way. And I think that if we can do that, then there'd be many people in the Greek community, maybe who voted Labour in the past, will say, you know what, I like the fact that the Liberals stand for lower taxes. They want to make sure that, you know, if we work hard, we get rewarded for it. And when you look at how some in the Labour government have treated small business people, particularly our taxi industry here in Victoria, I think that people willing to look at the Liberal Party again.
Melbourne is becoming bigger and bigger. Do you support the federal government's plans to move new arrived migrants to the remote areas of Victoria?
I'm not in favour of forcing anybody to move anywhere, but can we do better to give people more choice? Yeah, I'm all for choice. Liberals are about choice, not forcing people. I want to see that people who come here from overseas, if you want to get a cheaper house and a good job, there are lots of opportunities outside Melbourne as well. If people want to come here and they want to live in Melbourne because that's where their family and friends are, I say welcome here.
Thank you, Michael Ryan.
Thank you so much. Great to meet you.
Απολαύστε περισσότερα θέματα στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την ιστοσελίδα sbs.com.au/greek.